Hi, I am Cris Oviedo here in the studio with Mary Weeks. She is actually the producer of this show, and she works with Columbia Association, and we've partnered. Has it been a year yet, Mary?
I feel like it's been more than a year.
Really?
It's time flies when you're having fun.
And we partnered Howard Community College Dragon Digital Radio, Columbia Association, partnering to bring you Columbia Matters Radio, a show where we talk about everything that Columbia Association does. And this year, 2017, it's very, very, very special, actually, because we are celebrating 50 years of Columbia, Columbia's 50th birthday.
Yes, and we just had a big kickoff celebration at the Mall in Columbia on Sunday, March 19th, and it was wonderful. I mean, it was very emotional. A lot of people came out. There were speeches. If we went into the mall, then there was entertainment.
Yeah.
It was all day until 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there are so many activities planned for the 50th.
That's
so
right.
So we have this book here that has a list of them. But, you know, you can always go to ColumbiaMD50.com to get all the details on everything that's going on.
And there's so much. I mean, so much. I'm looking at this calendar here. There's two pages in front of me, and that's only covering March 19th through April 22nd.
What are some of the events that are catching your eye, Chris?
Another one that we are actually going to be part of is happening on April the 22nd. This is Earth Day Green Fest celebration right here at Howard Community College. And that day, Dragon Digital Radio is going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be bringing you all of the details of what's going on, and we're going to be talking to some of the exhibitors we try to talk to live on our station. So make sure to tune in for that and look out for that. April 22nd, it's usually a full day event that runs from like 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And it's a great opportunity to network and do your part on keeping our earth clean and sustainable.
And on Sunday, April 23rd, the Howard County High Schools are going to do a performance at Meriwether Post Pavilion at 4 p.m. I know Marlis is really excited about that. And on May 9th and 10th is Founders Days, and they'll be celebrating the men who created Columbia on Tuesday, May 9th. Where is that taking place? Right here at Howard Community College.
That's right. HCC is a big part of the 50th birthday celebration.
On Wednesday, May 10th, they're going to be celebrating Jim Rouse's vision with the Rouse Scholars and the early settlers from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. here at Howard Community College as well. But if you want to learn more about everything that's happening, just check out ColumbiaMD50.com.
Yes, and we can't forget about the Columbia Festival of the Arts that happens every year in June. And I imagine this year is going to be even bigger, you know, celebrating the 50th birthday of Columbia. So lots of great things happening. The last event that I see here on this calendar, it goes all the way through September. So mark your calendars and just be ready, because it's a party and it's a big party. That is for sure. ColumbiaMD50.com is where you can get all the information so you can start planning ahead and making sure you hit as many of these events as you can, because it's a lot and it's a good fun and a good way to celebrate this wonderful town of Columbia.
And what we're going to do now is check out the March 19th ceremony.
For the land of the free.
Executive Kittleman to serve as the host for the proceedings. And thank you, Alan, for all of your support.
Money Magazine named Columbia the number one place to live in America.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt in my mind that Jim Rouse, our founder, would have been proud to see where the city is now is. Its commitment to inclusion and respect for the environment are values we still share 50 years later.
All right, our joint proclamation today, whereas Columbia, founded in 1967, embodies James Rouse's vision of the new American city as a self-sustaining and inclusive community comprised of 10 villages open to people of all ethnicities, cultures, and socioeconomic backgrounds.
And whereas, home to more than 100,000 people, Columbia is ranked nationally as the best place to live with its premier public schools, meritorious library system, and community college, award-winning recreational facilities, outstanding arts and cultural venues, all of which will be showcased during the 27-week-long festival, appreciating the past and imagining the future of this spectacular city.
And whereas, the Howard County government is honored to celebrate Columbia's first 50 years as we congratulate and thank the Columbia Association, its many partners, and thousands of residents, past and present, for their dedication to the ideals of this thriving community.
Now therefore we, the Howard County Executive,
and the Howard County Council,
do hereby proclaim March 19, 2017, Columbia's 50th anniversary in Howard County, Maryland.
Columbia, a place where people intentionally came so that they could live together as one. A place where they came believing very strongly, but not only believing, but acting it out, bringing their families, educating their children, believing that our diversity is not our problem. It is our promise. They understood it. The James Rouses of the world, the ones who were bold enough to open the doors for all people.
What keeps Columbia going is that you took the vision and the legacy of James Rouse and you made it your own. You put your vision in. Columbia now is your vision. It's your legacy. And I encourage you, as you're doing today, protect that legacy, guard that legacy, lift it up, carry it into the next 50 years. Congratulations on a wonderful celebration. Thank you all.
This citation is presented to Columbia in celebration of its 50th birthday, in recognition of its being a progressive, vibrant, and inclusive community, and a model for sustainable and managed growth developed by visionary Jim Rouse, where socioeconomic diversity is celebrated, natural resources are respected, and residents benefit from excellent schools, economic opportunity, and sustained job growth. With congratulations for all that has been accomplished, and with best wishes for continued success. Signed, Chris Van Hollen, United States Senator, on the 19th of March. Thank you.
You know, today, this is a diverse, bustling, thriving community where I have been proud to live and raise a family with my wife for over 22 years. Along with many others here in Columbia, the Columbia's more than 100,000 residents. So I'm glad to be here as always, and I appreciate the opportunity to help in celebrating this 50-year anniversary and birthday of Columbia, and I look forward to participating in the six-month celebration for all that is involved in this wonderful community. I'm proud to call Columbia home and proud to join everyone to congratulate Columbia on being 50 years young. Thank you very much.
So on behalf of the Maryland General Assembly, I would like to present this official citation, which reads, "Be it hereby known to all that sincerest congratulations are offered to Columbia, Maryland, in recognition of Columbia's 50th birthday kickoff ceremony, presented on this 19th day of March, 2017, on behalf of the Howard County delegation. Thank you."
As we sit here today celebrating the 50th birthday and starting the 26-week celebration, Columbia is such a special place. Working on the Columbia's 50th birthday celebration, I can now say with firsthand experience, I understand the passion of the founding values of the Columbia community and the love the people hold for their hometown. Indeed, Columbia is a remarkable place. As you've heard earlier, it's a great location. It's full of natural beauty. It has outstanding recreation amenities, and we know something about that. Our schools are excellent. We are noted for our healthcare system, strong faith communities, and nonprofit organizations. And as you heard earlier, Money Magazine has told the world that we are the number one small city in the country. Columbia is truly a community rich in assets. In closing, I want to thank each of you for all that you do every day to make Columbia a model community and an exceptional community. Thank you very much.
Like many of you, when I look out across your faces, we came early. We came back in the 60s. We came back in the 70s. We came back because Jim Rouse said, come on down and help me build a city. We took that challenge and we did. We absolutely did it.
There are so many people involved in Columbia's 50th birthday celebration, and we have with us in studio today Liz Henze, and she is the director of the Columbia Arts Center, and they're also heavily involved in Columbia's 50th birthday celebration. Can you tell us about that?
I would be happy to. Columbia Arts Center is so happy to partner with Columbia's 50th on a variety of different events. Our first kickoff event is in April, and it's called Healing Hands, an exhibition that features artwork inspired by the theme of Healing Hands, and we're partnering with Howard County Poetry and Literature Society, Hoco Palazzo, and Blossoms of Hope of Howard County. And we are providing not only 50 wonderful works of art from community artists, but also written poems, essays, prose that go with each art piece. And the kickoff is April 1st, but this reception will be on April 7th, and all the proceeds benefit Claudia Mayer, Tina Broccolino Cancer Resource Center.
Healing Hands. Can you tell us more about where that name came from? That is a really deep name.
Well, that name it germinated from a brainstorming session with Pam Simonson of Hoco Palazzo, and we were trying to think of a wonderful new theme for this year's Blossoms of Hope show, and we thought, what more to celebrate Columbia's 50th than all the hands brought together to make this a great area. And we thought the aspect of healing can go so many different directions for artists and writers.
Blossoms of Hope. I'm actually not familiar with that. Can you tell us a little more about what that is?
Absolutely. Blossoms of Hope was started over 10 years ago, and each April during Cherrybration in Ellicott City, they run a variety of programs, all to raise different funds for a variety of community organizations. And Blossoms of Hope reached out to us 9 years ago to partner with them with an art show that could help benefit Howard County General's Claudia Mayer Center. So this is one of many events they run, including a race that they sponsor and a variety of different lunches and dinners and other outdoor events.
You said that this is just your kickoff event for the 50th celebration. That leads me to think that there's more events down the line?
Yes, there are. In May, we're running Artrospective, which is a reunion show that features ceramic artists that taught at our facility 30 years ago. So it is definitely going to bring a lot of artists from across the nation together that started out their ceramic professional careers at the Columbia Arts Center, which was then Antioch, and then the Columbia Visual Arts College. So we are very thrilled that many of them are coming into town. They're shipping their art to us, and this will be our first big reunion show, and we couldn't have thought of a better event to tie it into than Columbia's 50th.
So Columbia Arts Center has been since Columbia was born, 50 years, or is it younger than Columbia?
It is a little younger. It originated in 83 and was Antioch, and then it became the Columbia Visual Arts College. And so a number of different art majors would work on their degree at the center. And then eventually that changed, and Columbia Association, with its strong art supports, purchased it, and then it became the Columbia Arts Center. So we have been in existence quite a while, not quite 50 years, but many of those years.
And I know a lot of people don't know about the Columbia Arts Center. I mean, it is such a treasure to have here in our community. You have classes?
We sure do, Mary. It is one of those best-kept secrets. Once you find out about it, really the sky's the limit to what you can do there. We have classes and programs for all ages, and then we are open 7 days a week, and many of our programs are free. We have a gallery that can be visited anytime, so it's very conveniently located here in Columbia, Maryland, right off 175. And we just try to meet the needs of the community with timely art offerings, sampling workshops, and long-term classes.
I just wanted to say that I know that you all work with other organizations as well, so you're very involved in the community and giving back.
We try to. It's very important to us. It's a priority to have partnerships and collaborations. It really solidifies our place in the community as using arts as a mean to educate people, as well as partner with other businesses, organizations, and to provide venues for them to showcase their skills and strengths. Some of our partners include Howard County Public School System, the Howard County Library System, the Columbia Festival of the Arts, Howard Community College, and we just love partnering. And most recently, we started a partnership with Lynx of Howard County, and this is also something that we're going to do a youth show for Columbia's 50th in September.
Oh, that's great.
We're celebrating Columbia's 50th birthday, and at first you might think of it and say, well, I don't see necessarily how the Columbia Arts Center fits into that celebration. You know, why are you guys such an important part of the celebration? What makes that connection there with that celebration of the 50th birthday? Because when we think about a birthday, we think about a party. We don't necessarily think about the arts, you know, and how that comes into bringing Columbia to life.
Well, you bring up a good point, and what we feel here at Columbia Arts Center, and we're definitely supported by our parent company, Columbia Association, we believe that the arts are an integral part of the community. We have such a resource of a variety of artists that are established all over the world, actually, and they're centered here in Howard County in Columbia. And so as an art center, we have worked with many of them, showcased their works, provided their classes, and also supported many arts programs in the community. So we feel that as Columbia celebrates its 50th, in retrospective, one of the biggest components of the community that brings people together and is a communication means, art is a communication means, is the means to celebrate Columbia's 50th and also keep educating people as we move forward to the next 50.
Yeah, Columbia loves their arts.
Yeah, and you know, why do you feel that it's so important to have the arts being such an intricate part of a community? I mean, what does it do for a community?
It does so many things for a community. It brings families closer together. It brings friends and peers closer. It bridges gaps in businesses. We provide a variety of different types of skill and communication programs using art as a means to bring businesses better morale, better productivity. So art can be used in so many ways. We have a strong arts integration program, and our center reaches out to a variety of the schools in the school system with different arts integration programs. So there's so many ways that you can tackle academia and other kinds of fields using art. And I think that also we are very supported. There's so many advocates in this community based right conveniently to DC and Baltimore, and right here in Columbia, we have so many wonderful galleries, and people come from all over to visit them.
You know, I love what you just said, because it's not just entertainment. And I think that's where I was going with my question and kind of tying it back to your Healing Hands event. Because when you think about the arts, you think mostly about entertainment. I think is what we think about. You know, we're so tuned into media and entertainment that we don't think it in a smaller section where when you take it personally, what does it give you? It's more than just that entertainment part. It's like in Healing Hands, for instance, you can take art and express your feelings and heal, as you were saying, in so many different ways. Just use it as that instrument to maybe take your frustrations out, you know?
Exactly. And we very much feel that what we try to offer at the center brings so many types of people together, not just the education component, but the camaraderie that people find doing art together. And we have people who are going through many types of life changes that come and want to explore their creativity and want to start a new chapter, all ages. And in that respect, we find this kind of work, arts administration, so rewarding.
Absolutely. They have camps. They have schools out. So they start introducing it to the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the classes, they're for all ages, all different types of classes that they also offer to the youth.
Right. And Columbia being such a diverse community, it's great to have this safe environment where you can come and just be yourself. And everybody speaks the universal language of art. You know, we all might speak different languages. And when we have to say words, we might not understand necessarily the meaning of those words. But then when you draw it, or when you're singing, or when you're listening to some music, or you're just watching some sort of play or something, everybody understands that.
Absolutely. It is amazing to see people of all ages, whether they're kids or adults or 55 plus generation, come in and to see them light up in a classroom learning a craft or an art form or about a particular art movement is just amazing. And to find that energy is just so palpable, and it does spread throughout the community. So then people then bring their friends and they bring their family members. And it really does give you a sense of what the Columbia community is about in supporting this kind of venue in our times that we live in today.
And I even went to a paint night with my son. I didn't think that he was going to sit through it, but it was really nice for us to go there and do that together.
It's kind of like you take a journey with your art, whether you're doing it with a child or a friend or just on your own. What you experience in a class transforms you in a couple of hours.
Absolutely. And if people want to find out more information, if they want to come and visit and find, you know, other classes that you guys might be offering so they can experience that journey, where can they go?
Absolutely. You can visit ColumbiaArtsCenter.org. We're part of Columbia Association. You can call 410-730-0075, or you can email. And I'm at liz.henzey, H-E-N-Z-E-Y, at ColumbiaAssociation.org. We'd be happy to give you a tour and get you exploring your creativity at our center.
Where is the center located?
We're in Longreach Village, right off Tamar Drive and Routes 100 and 175.
Thank you, Liz, so much for coming. We really like it when you come to the show.
Thank you so much, Chris and Mary.
This is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio, and we've been talking all about the Columbia's 50th birthday celebration. And what makes Columbia what it is are the people that live here.
And, you know, it's nice for me to listen to what people have to say about living here in Columbia. I live here in Howard County. I do not live in Columbia, per se. I've actually lived in Elkridge, and I am not from here altogether. I came into this country back in 2001. I'm originally from Ecuador. If you guys had not figured out by my accent that I am not, that I am not from here, surprise, surprise. But Mary, I always love listening to your perspective because you grew up here.
I did.
So what makes this celebration special for you?
I don't know. It's just so emotional to me. When I went to the opening kickoff at the mall, I wished my mother was still here so she could be around to see this, because she was an early Columbia. We were early Columbia residents, and she worked for the Rouse Company. Her name is carved into the teddy bear statue down at the lake. To be able to grow up here, go to Howard County Schools, to be raised around all types of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had friends from everywhere. And it's a blessing to me that I'm able to still be here and raise my son in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
Columbia is just such a special place. I mean, the open space, the recreational opportunities,
mm-hmm.
just to be able to be in a mixing pot with people from all over is just great.
And talking about your mother, you've told me before a little bit about your story. And I think it's really, really special because every time you talk about your story and where you came from, and you talk about Columbia's founder and that relationship that existed between him and the kids growing up and your mom, that I think kind of set it up for what Columbia is today.
Right.
So can you give us a little of of that?
James Rouse wanted the janitor to live next to the executive, and my mother was the janitor, you know, and I didn't feel like any less because my mother was a janitor, you know, and we didn't have much. It didn't feel like that. James Rouse just does not know, but he's touched so many people's lives, including this little girl who lived up on Hall Shop Road in a trailer with no electricity.
Mm.
And then we had the opportunity to move here because he set aside land for affordable housing. And if it hadn't have been for that, I'm pretty sure I still would have lived in the same situation my whole childhood.
Right.
So I'm very thankful to him for creating Columbia. And for I still have so many good friends that, you know, I graduated from Wild Lake High School, and I'm still really good friends with people from elementary school. I mean, we formed a tight bond, and Columbia is just, I mean, I walked around the lake before the lake even had a path. You know, I can remember being downtown. I threw my church shoe in the waterfall, never found it. But, you know, it's just downtown Columbia to me. I feel close to my mom because she cleaned that exhibit hall for many years. And it's just, I can't believe that I'm still here. It's like no matter where I go, it's like a rope where I just keep getting drawn back to Columbia. So it's just, I have a special place for Columbia in my heart. And I know there's so many people out here that do. So I'm looking forward to all of these events
mm-hmm.
leading up to the birthday.
Right.
And Columbia's birthday is June 21st and mine's June 23rd. So
we gotta celebrate your birthday as well with Columbia's birthday. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, you know, every time you bring up that story about how James Rouse created that, he took away all barriers and was able to just see people for who they were, you know, regardless of anything else. He was just seeing, it was like one human being looking at another human being and respecting and appreciating that person for what that person brought into that relationship. That to me defines Columbia at its best. And that to me is what has continues to stand up, I feel, today, and will hopefully continue to stand through the test of time, because that's what separates Columbia from other places, from my experience coming in as an outsider, you know, and being well received in a community that is very diverse and that thrives in bringing people together. So, yes.
And you know, Chris, Columbia has been a big part of my life, but so has Columbia Association. I actually was a camp counselor when I was 14. It's like CA is in my blood.
It's come full circle, because with what you do for Columbia Association, it's you actually create videos. You show the spirit of Columbia through the videos that you create, and through and Columbia Association as well, you know, the spirit and everything that they stand for, and how they continue to include people, and how they continue to make it a wonderful place for everybody to come in and be part of. To find out more information about Columbia Association, you can go to columbiaassociation.org. And we just want to remind you once again to find out all the details about the 50th celebration for Columbia, go to columbiamd50.com. And to connect with Dragon Digital Radio, go to howardcc.edu/Dragon Digital Radio. Check out our podcast. That's DragonDigitalRadio.podbean.com, and like us on Facebook. Connect with us on Facebook so that you can stay up to date on everything that is happening. And I know Columbia Association has many platforms to connect with as well.
Social media, we have Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and you can check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/CATV channel.
Mary, thank you for coming into our studio. I love doing this show with you and finding out everything that Columbia Association has, especially now that it's all party, party, party. I love celebrations. Uh-huh. So until next month, we'll be back with more Columbia Matters Radio.